Understanding the look-back period and penalty period are important pieces of the Medicaid planning process. If your client gives away too many uncompensated assets, they may have to wait months or even years before finally becoming eligible for benefits. In many cases, waiting to qualify for Medicaid can cause even further financial devastation. When applying for Medicaid, the applicant's finances will be examined to determine whether they made any divestments during the look-back period, which refers to the 5-year period prior to application. If the applicant or their spouse made any ineligible transfers during this time, they will not be able to receive benefits for a certain period of time based on the total amount divested. Unfortunately, many seniors may not be aware of this rule and could be divesting assets without realizing the consequences it may have on their long-term care needs. So what's considered a divestment? Generally speaking, it's a transfer of assets for less than fair market value. Many people refer to these transfers as gifts, which would include donating to charity or giving away money or items to loved ones. Divestments also include transferring assets to an irrevocable trust or selling items for less than fair market value. Now moving on to the penalty period. This is the period of ineligibility a Medicaid applicant is subject to when they have made divestments during the 5-year look-back period. The penalty period begins once the applicant is considered otherwise eligible. That is, they must meet all other financial and non-financial qualifications for Medicaid apart from the ineligible transfer. During the penalty period, the applicant must privately pay for their care. The length of the penalty period is calculated based on the total amount of the divested assets and the state-specific divestment penalty divisor. For example, let's say your client has been gifting $15,000 per year to his children for the past 8 years, and now he wants to apply for Medicaid. Everything else on your client's application is approved, except for the uncompensated transfers to his children. Because the look-back period only includes the past 5 years, your client will only be penalized for $75,000 worth of transfers. For example, let's say the divestment penalty divisor is $7,500. In order to calculate the penalty period, divide the $75,000 worth of uncompensated transfers by the divestment penalty divisor of $7,500. As a result, your client would incur a penalty period of 10 months. On the first day of the 11th month, his Medicaid benefits will begin. If you would like to learn more about the Medicaid look-back and penalty periods and the effect they have on Medicaid eligibility, contact our office.